Escambia County Supervisor of Elections David Stafford says as of midday, turnout was brisk with about 33,000 votes cast since the polls opened at 7 o'clock this morning. At Precinct 63, Wedgewood Community Center, voters and poll workers went old school for about a half hour after an electrical transformer blew around 11:20. Poll workers at the predominantly African-American precinct had to sign in voters and collect the finished ballots by hand.
The Supervisor of Elections has already made contact with GovPower, and the manager here has already contacted the county to send out some maintenance people to try to see what the problem is.
Annie Moultrie is precinct clerk.
We have resorted to using the manual registers that we used to use before we came out with the electronic books. We're in the dark and we're using cell phone flashlights trying to get it done.
A generator was brought in and normal operations resumed. One of those voting in the dark was Annie McWilliams, who mints no words when asked who got her vote for the White House.
You filling out the paper in the dark and then you don't have no what you're filling out for. Well, you know who I was going to vote for in the first place, because I certainly wasn't going to vote for Mr. Trump, period. He don't have respect for peoples.
I voted for Hillary. I don't mind saying that. But only one thing I wish that they both had talked more about what they're going to do for our country rather than bashing each other.
Mary Collins also voted while the power was off, saying that was a first for her. She and Annie McWilliams were among the voters turning out in a light drizzle across the area. At Precinct 103, Holy Cross Episcopal Church on North 9th Avenue, Barbara Fitzpatrick cast her ballot for Donald Trump.
Mostly for the Supreme Court. And I hope it's all going to be directed for our Constitution. I'm hoping he does well for the country. I didn't care for the female candidate because of her past history.
Fitzpatrick, who's Catholic, says voters should incorporate their faith into their secular voting.
Because that's the basis of honesty, integrity. It comes from the basics of religion, our Christian heritage.
Another Trump supporter at Holy Cross was Wendy Tecumseh, who moved to Pensacola 3 months ago from Oklahoma.
I wasn't a fan of either candidate, but I really didn't like some of the laws not applying to some of the candidates. I'm pro-life. So the big issue of late-term abortion, I'm not a fan of late-term abortion, so I just wanted to get my vote in on that.
We had a line down to the sidewalk, down towards the back ball field. We had 255 people in the first hour, so we got through, you know, about what, 4 or 5 people per minute.
In Gulf Breeze, poll worker Bruce Rova is at Precinct 22, a.k.a. Gulf Breeze Community Center.
And feel pretty good about it. It was done orderly and have had not a single complaint from anybody about having to wait too long.
Early voting wrapped up last Saturday, but election supervisors can continue to accept mailed-in ballots until the polls close tonight at 7 o'clock. Election return coverage from WUWF and NPR will kick off at 7 this evening. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.